WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. An area woman is undergoing a round of rabies shots after a bite from a kitten she was attempting to help. Kathy Bice with the Aggieland Humane Society says the kitten had been attacked by a rabid skunk. She says rabies are less of a concern in armadillos, possums, squirrels, and rabbits.
Don't worry about the low-risk animals, but be very, very cautious with the skunks and bats, and very, very aware of whether you're dealing with a sick, lethargic animal, or an animal that's having trouble swallowing.
Bice says residents should be on alert for strange behavior in pets and don't hesitate to contact authorities if bitten, since rabies is fatal if not treated. Bryan Police has announced an arrest warrant has been issued for, and they're looking for, a local woman accused of an aggravated assault last Friday. 22-year-old Asia Austin is accused of cutting three people with a knife during a disturbance on West 16th Street near Highway 21. One of the victims was checked out in the emergency room, and the other two refused medical treatment. The suspect description is online at WTAW.com. College Station police arrested a Navasota man who's accused of calling 911 13 times to make what turned out to be false reports of his ex-girlfriend being the victim of a sexual assault. 19-year-old Drayon Moore was picked up in Bryan, where he had reported the same false allegation to a Bryan officer. At the College Station jail, Moore is accused of striking an officer with his head, then biting the officer on the arm. At the time of his arrest, Moore was out on bond awaiting trial on a charge of participating in an aggravated robbery last October in College Station. Members of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce are in Washington, D.C. for their 14th annual trip to Capitol Hill. Chamber President Royce Hickman says he can't count the number of people there who've told him how important it is for the group to make the trip.
Our basic message, you know, has to do with fiscal responsibility, balancing the budget, not spending money they don't have, or, you know, cut back unnecessary regulations, do something that makes businesses more comfortable with what's happening in healthcare and encouraging economic development.
Tuesday, the 28-member delegation split into eight groups and visited with members of the Texas Congressional delegation and key committee leaders from other states. Today, they'll be in a conference room meeting all day, hearing from more elected officials. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
So your glass slippers look more like cowboy boots, and your chariot has a Hemi and a trailer hitch. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. Show your Texas pride with help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for everything Texas. Corporate gifts, metal art, apparel, Aggie gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. Voted best online store in the Brazos Valley, the Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. Click TXTraders.com.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:09. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, you need to stay cool or warm, depending on the time. Then give them a call. They'll get a loaner out there while they work on yours. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling, 690-2278.
Morning cloudiness giving way to some occasional sunshine. The potential for an isolated shower or a thunderstorm today. Highs 80 to 85. There may be a shower or a thunderstorm tonight, especially before midnight. Lows close to 70. Tomorrow remaining fairly cloudy. There could be a shower or storm during the day, 80 to 85. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night, 70. Partly to mostly cloudy Friday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm with a high around 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports at about 6:50 or so, where Casey Tysarchek has been named to the All-SEC team as well as another A&M softball player. Brazos Christian Eagles advance to the semifinals in state for baseball, and the NFL draft is tomorrow. And where in the world is Johnny Manziel going? No one knows, but we have some speculation for you. All that and more coming up in sports.
So they're jacking with the numbers here on the percentages of rain. I'm not happy about that.
No, has it gone down?
Well, a little bit. 20% chance of rain tonight. 40% chance of, and you know, we're hanging our hopes on this. Like, this is really, first of all, accurate. And then, you know, would it ever happen? We'll see. Anyway, so 40% chance of rain for tomorrow. 40% chance of rain tomorrow night. 50% chance of rain during the day on Friday. And then Friday night, we got a 30%, and then Saturday, we got a 20%.
We got graduation this weekend, right?
That is correct. Yeah. All 6,777 graduation ceremonies.
Yeah. Okay. It'll happen. So, south winds right now at 14 out there. So, there's this guy who apparently went to the hospital, the Royal Liverpool Hospital. And all it says here, it was given a vasectomy by mistake.
No! Oh, hey!
Now, don't know why he went in. Don't know if they're running a special. I mean, hey, right in here. Doctors tried to reverse the error, but now the man faces an anxious wait to see if he'll be able to have kids. I don't know if it means kids again or kids at all. How do you miss that? I mean, because you know.
Well, they didn't.
Well, no. Because, I mean, we've heard stories before about, you know.
Cutting off the wrong limb or
well,
whatever.
Well, something, you know, where the doctor says, you know, operate here, which, you know, is really fairly common now. They do that and they sign it or initial it. But, I mean, why was he there to begin with?
That would be an important part of the story.
I know. I mean, because I'm not sure how far off they were. Because
I'm not going to go get that procedure, whatever.
Well, because it just could end up being something else completely.
Uh-huh. It's going to be a good.
And I say again, maybe they were having a special. And maybe it's a buy one, get one thing. I don't know.
Together, we got a lot of info.
Nation.
And if you're in this week for any procedure, you get a free vasectomy.
And whether you drove down the street just to get
be the first on your block. No.
I just can't do any of them.
I wonder if it was like, I wonder if they're trying to like defuse a bomb or something. So which one's the, what's the best difference?
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
There you are, 613, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It is, after all, the 127th day of the year. We've got 214 to go. Today is the Great American Grump Out. So don't be grumpy, I guess. Is that what that would be?
Oh, yeah. Grump Out?
Yeah, the Grump Out, not the Grump
so
In.
So no grumping.
Something like that. So there you are.
There will be no grumping today.
Yeah. All right, so for birthdays.
There ain't many. Alexander Ludwig is 22. And
Who's that?
One of the guys in the new TV show Vikings on the History Channel, which is pretty popular.
Okay.
Eagle Eye Cherry is 45, resting comfortably under the rock of obscurity after Save Tonight was the only hit. Amy Heckerling is 62. She's the girl that did Clueless, Fast Times at Ridgemont High as a movie director. Randall Tex Cobb, former boxer, is 64. And just graduated from Temple University with a bachelor's degree in sports and recreation management, summa cum laude.
Yeah, somebody ought to. Just saying.
By the way, he got beat up so bad by Larry Holmes that Howard Cosell never called another fight. He was so disgusted with the whole thing, he never called another fight.
It was a good payday for him at the time, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it was.
May have paid for his college education. Who knows?
Bill Kreutzmann, 68 years old, Grateful Dead drummer who played in every single one of the band's 2,000-plus gigs. Jimmy Ruffin is 75, what becomes of a broken heart thinger. And Tim Russert, had he have taken better care of himself, and probably the best Meet the Press host ever, would have celebrated a birthday today.
There you go. All right, half birthdays. Eli Wallach is 97 and a half.
He's still alive.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Ellen Burstyn's 80 and a half. Johnny Bench, the baseball catcher, 65 and a half. Tom Waits, who's, it's him. As soon as he starts.
You've seen him perform, haven't you?
Not in live, no.
Oh, no, I thought you went to see him once.
No. Not a melodic voice.
No.
We'll say that. 63 and a half. Larry Bird, 56 and a half. And C. Thomas Howell, who, gosh, he really hasn't done anything recently, but anyhow, 46.5. And Jennifer Carpenter, she played Deborah Morgan on Dexter's 33.5. I know that because it says it right here, so I'll act like I know what the hell I'm talking about at 6:16.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, Americans are moving to red states with low taxes. Now, experts, they're calling them magnet states, and the most magnetic of them all, Florida. That's right, Florida gained nearly $5 billion in taxable income between 2010 and 2011. Now, posting the next highest gain is Texas. They expanded its tax base by $2.4 billion. New York, the polar opposite of Florida, pushing taxable incomes to other states. New York lost $3.3 billion in taxable income, most of it to Florida. Now, rounding out the top three states that lost the most incomes are Illinois, New Jersey, where the former lost $2 billion in income, and the latter $1.7 billion. Yes, conservative fiscal policies at work. Imagine, just imagine if they were implemented at a federal level.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, I want you to think of all the special mothers in your life. For example, your mom, all those years for you, and grandma, all she does for everybody. Moms are very special. They only have one special day a year. That's Mother's Day. You need to tell them how much you appreciate all their kindness and goodness all year long. Now, my wife's favorite gift. I'm talking about freshly dipped, enormous, delicious, juicy, mouthwatering strawberries from Sherry's Berries. Now, it starts at just $19.99, a 40% savings. You can double the order of berries for $10 more. Just go to berries.com. Berries.com. You can also top them with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. I bet your mouth is watering right now. Once you see them, you're going to think, oh, I can't eat them. Then you're going to try it, then you won't stop eating them. So call now, 866-FRUIT-02 for all the moms in your life, or go to their website. See how awesome they are. Berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Click on the radio microphone, upper right-hand corner. Put in my last name, Hannity. Berries.com. Click on the microphone, type in my name, Hannity. This deal expires Friday at midnight. Order now for mom to tell her you love her.
What's the right choice for the senior who's looking for freedom, fewer limits, and a plan for the future? Crestview. With their beautiful new independent living apartment homes, you get great neighbors, a healthy living lifestyle, and the security to live the way you want. And Crestview is the only life care senior living in the area, which means full continuum of on-campus, cost-managed care, just in case. Make the right choice. Call Crestview. 979-774-9938. That's 979-774-9938.
Say no to pots. Say no to pots. Say no to pots. Say no to
POTS, or plain old telephone service, is a technical term for phone service provided by a long-distance carrier. Businesses pay a per-line fee, long distance, and too many other taxes and fees to count. VoIPDoneRight.com, powered by Downtown IT, is the local Aggie-owned and Aggie-engineered solution for your business phone system. With VoIPDoneRight, we offer a full-featured phone system with no long-distance charges, no expensive equipment to purchase, just reliable phone service that saves you money. In the past, a VoIP phone system competed with your data network, slowing your connection speed and making phone calls unclear and unreliable. VoIPDoneRight.com will ensure voice quality, reliability, and will actually increase your current network speed. Please call us for a free consultation at your business at 979-820-VOIP. That's 979-820-VOIP. VoIPDoneRight.com. Say no to pots.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas.
Fewer homeowners are in arrears. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Homeowners are doing a better job of keeping up with their payments. TransUnion says the mortgage delinquency rate has been falling for a full year now. The delinquency rate in the first quarter was down more than 24% from the first quarter of last year. All 50 states saw year-over-year declines in mortgage delinquencies. We can expect more Sears and Kmart stores to disappear. Sears CEO Eddie Lampert told investors Sears Holdings doesn't need 2,000 stores to be competitive in the U.S. Lampert didn't say how many stores might be closed, just that he'll be reluctant to renew leases for outlets that are not turning healthy profits. Stocks fell yesterday, and the futures are down slightly this morning. Whole Foods' quarterly profit fell short. Wall Street forecasts same-store sales were up 4.5%, but that was the smallest increase in 4 years. The grocer cut its outlook for the year. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Traveling overseas for business comes with a checklist of things to worry about. But with T-Mobile, you can take getting international data off that list. Because with the Simple Choice for Business plan, unlimited data in over 100 countries is automatically included at no extra charge. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
We're a regional business that isn't so regional anymore. We need more office space, more phones, and more staff. It's a good problem to have, but still a problem. That's when we called in our secret weapon, Regis.
Businesses of all sizes are turning to Regis. With over 1,700 global locations, Regis offers fully furnished offices with flexible terms, a receptionist to greet clients, and access to meeting rooms and video conference studios. Get 2 months free when you visit Regis.com/radio now or call 1-800-OFFICES.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 623. Did we talk about the company that uses ping pong to hire people?
Yes, actually, I did.
Okay.
I think that was one of the ones that we did while you were
okay,
gone.
Okay, because I set that aside. I thought, oh, that was interesting. I didn't remember we talked about it.
Yes, because it sounded vaguely familiar.
That's what I kind of hate, that I can't remember things anymore. Yeah, that's all right. So, all right, once again, we're going to look at the weather in just a minute, but there is still rain in the forecast, so that's a good thing. And don't forget, today is the Great American Grump Out. That's right. And if that's not enough, you love YouTube because it can always catch idiots being idiots. One more time. Fort Myers, Florida. Police officer Ivan Moorer spotted the Pontiac Grand Am driving erratically. He followed the car at a very short distance. But the driver didn't seem to notice that he was being followed by a police car. Nonetheless, and I watched this morning. It's about a minute and a half out of your life. The car takes a right turn, basically veers over a curb, hits a tree, and flips over. Then you watch 23-year-old Michael Woody climb out of the window of his overturned car. He was not speeding. He was not drunk. He was texting. And this is, really, they ought to use this as a commercial. This would just be perfect because it's great video. This guy just obviously held onto the steering wheel with his right hand, plows over the curb, missed a light pole by inches, which really would have made his day, all because he was texting. And I know, you've got to get that text done. It's the most important thing in your life. But this guy stands up, bends over, and he looks at the cop car twice, okay? Never walks over there. Cop doesn't get out. Cop's probably laughing. Came over there going, anyhow, live and learn. Oh, we got one more singing show because we don't have enough of those in U.S. America. This time, ABC joining the throng with Rising Star, which will debut this summer. You've got nothing to do. Air conditioner's working. Country star Brad Paisley will be one of the judges for the show. It will incorporate real-time voting. Oh, really? Who cares? With a cell phone app. Okay. All right. Now
you're underwhelmed.
Well, you download the Rising Star app and somebody sees that on your phone. What are you going to say? I mean, what will your explanation be?
Oh, well, I really like the show. I want to vote right away.
Anyhow, interestingly, these singers can see in real time how the voting is going.
Wow.
During their performance. There's an ego boost for you. And if there are enough votes, the screen shielding the performer from the judges and the audience will be will be raised? If there are enough good votes or enough bad votes? I mean, or can you vote either way?
Well, there'll be something in the show where you can see it.
God,
it's like a challenge. Okay, you can see what the votes are if you win this challenge.
Yeah. Or you pay for the upscaled app. There. One of the two. Yeah.
Attention, please. There will be nothing funny in the next 30 seconds.
And this is not a joke.
This is serious.
People are using our funny.
Online people are pretending to be...
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
And this is no laughing matter.
So if you search for us online, make sure it reads AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Make sure there's a blue map of your area in the upper left-hand corner.
Should we do something funny now?
No, no funny.
Not even a raspberry?
Fine.
Thank you. Long name, amazing results.
Good morning, it's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Breezy and 86 today. Again, winds gusting up to about 25 miles an hour, and we had that and a little bit more, actually, yesterday. And actually, the same thing for tonight. The winds will still be up. Thursday, they will as well, up to 20 miles an hour. Now, the numbers that are important, though, and the highs will remain in the lower 80s. But the numbers that are important, chances of rain right now, they're calling for a 20% chance of rain tonight. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of rain during the day and in the evening. And then on Friday, during the day, a 50% chance of showers. It's down to 30% on Friday night, and then Saturday, it's a 20% chance. So keeping our fingers crossed, because, again, we do need the rain. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 90% relative humidity, and it's 68 degrees.
Could it be that just seeing a light bulb or even a picture of a light bulb could help you be more creative and come up with new ideas? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1515. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Don't miss your chance to take care of mom. Remember, this incredible special expires this Friday, so don't wait. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1515. That's proflowers.com, secret code 1515.
It's fascinating how the environment can influence your thoughts and behavior. For instance, just the presence of a light bulb in the room.
Studies show that people who saw light bulb while they were taking a creative test solved them better. They were more creative just by seeing the picture or a real light bulb in front of them.
Professor Thelma Lobel, author of the book Sensation, says studies show that your senses can alter your behavior. For instance, your sense of smell.
One of them showed, for example, that when men ask telephone numbers in a mall near bakeries where you smell the fresh baked cookies, women were more willing to give their telephone number.
Not everyone reacts the same. It's all a matter of degree. However,
I, for example, found in my lab that people who, after a shower in the gym, cheated more on a test than those who were before the shower. And I explained it that they felt completely pure so they could afford a little cheating, like they have room for cheating.
For a study at Yale, before the experiment was to begin, people were asked to hold the researcher's warm cup of coffee for a moment in the elevator, while other participants were asked to hold the researcher's cold cup of coffee in the elevator.
Those who touched a warm cup of coffee perceived that person, A, as a warmer, friendlier, kinder person than those who touched a cold cup of coffee.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley assists you, your family, and physician to understand the choices you have. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Groundwork continues for a future bond issue in the Bryan School District. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the district's financial advisor presented proposed property tax increases ranging from 5 cents to nearly 8 cents. The next step is another meeting with the advisor and the facilities advisory committee.
Here are the things that the district has looked at as far as projects that we said we can do without those right now. Maybe something we need to do in the future, but right now, in terms of if we did call a bond, then of course this would be things we can wait on.
The maximum financing for a bond issue has dropped from $140 to $132 million. Dr. Wallace says some ideas have been eliminated and some projects are being done now with cash on hand, including renovations at Neal Elementary.
It'll be plumbing, it'll be restrooms, it'll be flooring, it'll be paint, it'll be all the lighting. That school is, I believe, 17 years old and has not had anything done to it. And we try to do a repurpose, if you will, every 15 years.
The nearly $3 million overhaul approved this week by the board will be done this summer. Animal bites can be bad on their own, but the Humane Society's Kathy Bice says you should be proactive about reporting incidents to prevent contraction of rabies.
There is only a 10-day window to start your shots,
right,
or you will die.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Okay.
It's serious stuff.
We all need to heighten awareness about the high-risk animals, which are skunks and bats, that can carry rabies.
She says pets or wildlife that appear lethargic or act strangely should be reported to animal control. Domestic animals are quarantined for 10 days as a precaution.
Don't be worried about turning in a bite, because it's only a 10-day observation period for your safety on the dog and cat. Then the dog and cat can go home.
She says recent rabies cases have local officials on high alert. Bryan Police has announced an arrest warrant has been issued, and they're looking for a local woman accused of an aggravated assault last Friday. 22-year-old Asia Austin is accused of cutting three people with a knife during a disturbance on West 16th Street near Highway 21. One of the victims was checked out in the emergency room, and the other two refused medical treatment. The suspect description is online at WTAW.com. College Station police arrested a Navasota man who's accused of calling 911 13 times to make what turned out to be false reports of his ex-girlfriend being a victim of sexual assault. 19-year-old Drayon Moore was picked up in Bryan, where he had reported the same false allegation to a Bryan officer. At the College Station jail, Moore is accused of striking an officer with his head and then biting the officer on the arm. At the time of his arrest, Moore was out on bond awaiting trial on a charge of participating in an aggravated robbery last October in College Station. The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce has a delegation of 28 members in Washington, D.C. this week for its annual visit with federal lawmakers. Chamber President Royce Hickman says they broke into eight groups in order to meet with the 38 members of the Texas Congressional delegation and other key leaders.
And they're impressed that when we come up here that we have, you know, both our mayors, we have a couple of county commissioners, we have both our city managers all on this trip. And the first thing I do when I walk in, I say, we are one small group out of almost 30 people up here that represent our entire community and have brought you a community legislative action plan. And I think that they're not worried that somebody's going to come in next week from our area and tell them something totally different.
From 8 until 5 today, more elected officials will be visiting with the chamber group as a whole in a Capitol Hill conference room. Texas A&M researchers are among those reacting to a report out from the White House addressing climate change. Andy Dessler of A&M's Department of Atmospheric Sciences says there's nothing surprising in this report. The climate is getting warmer, but he says this is a warning bell.
100 years, no one can ever say we didn't warn them. And, you know, it's another opportunity for people to focus on the problem.
Dressler says the report does not address the main debate over whether the climate change is man-made. What it does, he says, is show impacts like in Texas. Higher temperatures mean longer droughts, and the rise in sea level means more hurricanes. WTAW News Time, 6:35. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Have you had the Sleep Number bed experience yet? Well, you can do that at the Sleep Number store that's located on Texas Avenue, right across from Chick-fil-A in College Station. What is the Sleep Number bed experience? Well, you go in, you lay down, you let one of their professionals show you that right up there in the ceiling above the bed, it shows kind of an imprint, a thermal imprint of your body. You can see where the pressure points are. And then you can watch as they adjust the numbers and those pressure points go away. It's just that easy. That's how a lot of people have their sleep problems solved with a Sleep Number bed. Now, my sleep number is 65. That's what works for me. And I can tell you that the night's sleep that I get on my sleep number is tremendous. So why not do the same thing? You know, they come in, they set it all up for you. They deliver it, set it up, and you're ready to go enjoy a good night's sleep. Every night on your Sleep Number bed. So stop in the Sleep Number store. My number is 65. See what yours is. The Sleep Number store right across from Chick-fil-A on Texas Avenue and College Station.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:38. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
As promised, the cloudiness is coming off the Gulf of Mexico. It'll be with us this morning, but it should break up. We'll get into some sun. Highs today, 80 to 85. Watch out for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. There's the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm tonight. Warm and a little humid. Lows near 70. Remaining mostly cloudy tomorrow. Some showers and storms, 80 to 85. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy Friday with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. NFL draft is tomorrow. Where's Johnny Manziel and several other A&M guys going? Well, we'll try and narrow that down a little bit for you. A couple of A&M softball players on the All-SEC team, plus a whole lot more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you here in about 13 minutes.
There you go. It's 6:39. Well, there's Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
Hi, goodness, goodness, goodness.
It's popped up. Hi, remember me?
Well, and you know, she needs to be able to live her life. You know, no doubt we understand all that stuff that happened in the past, and so I'm not exactly sure why that happens now, but it does, so there you are. Vanity Fair magazine, the June issue, will have an interview where she talks about her escapades. They're calling it an escapade. I thought that was an ice show.
Escapades.
Anyway. Yeah. So she said, quote, I remained virtually reclusive despite being inundated with press requests. I put off announcing several media projects in 2012 till after the election. And recently I found myself gun-shy yet again, fearful of becoming an issue should she decide to ramp up her campaign. But should I put my life on hold for another 8 to 10 years, she says. Insists the Clintons did not pay her off to remain silent. She said, I am determined to have a different ending to my story. I've decided finally to stick my head above the parapet so that I can take back my narrative. Take back my narrative. In other words, tell her side of the story.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. Well, for her part, I hadn't heard from her in the intervening time.
She never calls. She never writes. Exactly. I mean, and I guess, you know, was able to make her way somehow. I have no idea what she does for a living. But,
and then Lynn
She was designing clothes for a while, I think.
She? Was she?
Okay. There you go. We'll talk to Bill Flores today in about an hour. One of the things we'll get him to comment on. The president apparently standing behind Veteran Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki, despite some Republicans calling for his resignation. Obviously, that whole VA hospital scandal in Arizona, just kind of the latest. John Cornyn, he's our senior senator from the floor of the Senate yesterday. Veterans are being denied the health care and services they have earned. Those remarks came less than a day after the American Legion also called for his resignation. VA hospital officials in Phoenix facing accusations of falsified waiting lists, in case you're not aware of that. More than 36 veterans allegedly died while waiting for care. So you had the story there about climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And
what did Judge say? Climate disruption.
That's it. Okay.
Oh.
Climate disruption. It's so hard to keep up with the terms. The euphemism treadmill, is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
You use one until it actually, then people, you know, start attacking it for what it says, and then you got to come up with new words. So, and, you know, somewhere there is a dry erase board that's got 7 or 8 more on there that they'll just go to when they need to. Recent weather extremes out there, trying to make a point, and again, not a discussion as to whether or not it's man-made or man-influenced, just, you know, getting out there and doing an awareness thing. The problem is, you know, the Earth's been around a while. I don't know if anybody's noticed. You know, it didn't just get here. Some of this stuff was going on a long time ago. And it doesn't necessarily mean just because we're here, we're so self-important, and we drive these cars and we do these other things, that we're the ones who are making a difference in the climate of the entire world. Again, where are China and India on this? And then the discussion, like as you mentioned yesterday, you can draw a pretty tight circle. It's got half the world's population right there.
Yeah.
Now, granted, they are not all using internal combustion engines like we are.
No.
They don't have big screen televisions. They don't, you know, do all those things that we do. But, again, those countries are going to have to do their part if they expect things to get better.
Well, and that's what we're being accused of, is our industrialization cause this to begin with.
Yes. I want to go back to using rocks and sticks.
They just don't care. That's the other part of it.
Who doesn't care?
India and China.
No, they don't. No,
they're
exactly right.
They just
kind
of shrug their shoulders and go, well, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So
if you're not going to make it, we'll make it cheaper and we'll make more money.
Well, and I heard the question asked, what makes anyone so convinced that this year or the previous 20 years or so were the ideal temperatures and we really need to maintain those?
Good point.
That's
in the history
point.
Of the Earth, we know that these 20 years are the best, and we shouldn't do anything to mess that up.
Of course we know that, because we are U.S. Americans, or we're just humans, and so as a result, we know better.
And conveniently ignoring the silver mines that are uncovered by glaciers occasionally.
Yeah, well, again, stop it. It's all about people.
Or did God put those there, or did the devil put those there to confuse us?
Yeah.
Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya.
Just remember, Soylent Green is people. anyway, and again, who are the 240 experts that they named? You know, how many of those people go to the country club together? How many of those people have the same point of view? You know, it's hard to know. And actually, that's not true. It's because all 240 of them didn't write the report. It's the ones who get to write the report who end up having the influence after all. Now, on Monday, Dana Perino Did you hear about this
on
Fox?
I don't think so.
She challenged the meteorologist to ask Obama tough questions about Benghazi.
Oh, I love it.
What?
I love it. Awesome. I usually like her, but that's...
She said, that would be great. I dare you. Mr. President, what do you think about the weather in Benghazi? Oh, doggone, I said it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, anyway. Well, no, that's Fox. That's what.
No, that's just awesome, though. That's fun.
That's what they do. Anyway, so I'm guessing I didn't see any reports on that. I'm guessing that none of them took her challenge on that deal. But anyway, 646.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for $13,595. Buy now from Norma G Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $12,595. That's a monthly payment of only $173. At Norma G Tractor, you get zero down payment, you get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norma G Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices, shop Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. See them at normagtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos for 11 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
By the time spring turns to summer, we're ready to sit back and enjoy the fruits and the flowers and the foliage of our gardening labors. For the next several months, the best time to do that in Texas landscapes is during evening hours. There are some things you can do to get the most possible enjoyment out of the time you spend on your patio and out in the yard in the evenings. Maximizing the evenings right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. Getting the most enjoyment out of your landscape in the evening starts with shade. If you don't have it, get it. Plant a quality shade tree to the west side of your patio or pool. Chumard red oaks, live oaks, Chinese pistachios, cedar elms, and pecans are some of our best, but there are many others as well. Avoid the temptation of fast-growing shade trees. They're short-term investments that will primarily serve to frustrate you. Buy a healthy, vigorous tree, plant it carefully, and care for it regularly. You'll have shade almost before you know it. You may prefer the somewhat more instant shade of a patio cover or gazebo. Landscape contractors are adept at adding them, and there are almost as many designs as there are opportunities. They can have solid roofs, or they can be open and covered with sprawling vining plants. However they're built, they become living, breathing rooms of their surroundings. Plug in some color. Patio pots and hanging baskets are the easiest means, but you can also plant the old-fashioned way directly into the ground. Best sources for summer color include Gold Star Esperanza, tropical hibiscus, ornamental bananas, crotons, mandevilla, trailing lantanas, copper plant, firebush, also purple fountain grass, fan flower, and gomphrena for the sun, and coleus, caladiums, begonias, and nicotiana for the shade. Add in the sound of rushing water, build a water course through the garden, or plumb up a fountain. If you prefer the serenity of standing water, put in a pool with a quiet recirculating pump to keep the water cleaned. Choose your favorite aquatic plants and ask lots of questions. Retailers that offer water gardening supplies and plants will have someone knowledgeable to help you. Provide for good air motion through your landscape. Keep lower limbs trimmed up from patios and pool sides so that evening southerly breezes can filter in beneath your plants. You can even install an overhead ceiling fan if you have some means of protecting the electrical parts from the elements. If the air moves freely, you probably won't have mosquitoes and other insects of the night. However, most of us encounter them at some point or another. You need to check for standing water sources where they could be breeding. I'm Neil Sperry. What do you do when your plants look pale? I'll have the answers in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:50. The NFL draft is tomorrow, and A&M could have as many as three players go in the first round, but talk, of course, centers around Johnny Football. Rumors have flown around all offseason about where he'll land. One of the biggest was Dallas making serious moves to get Manziel. Jerry Jones kind of put that to rest yesterday.
It is not our primary goal in the first round to be looking at a quarterback. We've got a good one, I'm going to say better than that, but there's a difference of opinions, I'm sure. So that's not a primary need of us, of ours.
According to FoxSports.com's Jay Glazer, the Cleveland Browns, who have the fourth overall pick, and Oakland with pick number five, absolutely are not taking Johnny. There is no real clear front runner for Johnny Football. On out of A&M softball, where senior Casey Tysarczyk was named to the Southeastern Conference All-Defensive Right Fielder, and she joined Emily Albus, the All-SEC second-teamer. The seniors anchored the Aggies outfield while leading the team offensively in several statistical categories and as team captains. The ladies will find out where they're headed if they made the NCAA tournament this Sunday. They didn't qualify for the SEC tournament. Head coach Billy Kennedy, in an email released yesterday, confirmed that junior forward Jamal Jones is leaving Texas A&M men's basketball program. Quote, Jamal is no longer part of the program, Kennedy said. Quote, we wish him the best moving forward. No other reason was given. The Brazos Christian Eagles earned their third consecutive trip to the state baseball tournament. They beat Sugarland Legos Prep 8-6 in the TAPS 3A quarterfinals. The Eagles advance to the state semifinals round to face Houston Cypress Christian, and the semifinals start Friday at 7 in Waco. In the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs and Miami Heat took game one of their respective NBA conference semifinals last night. LeBron had 22 points, Ray Allen added 19, and the Heat blew out Brooklyn 107-86. Tony Parker had 33 points and 9 assists. San Antonio Spurs never trailed and thumped Portland 116-92. Tim Duncan added 12 points and 11 rebounds. Here's Spurs coach Greg Popovich. He was already talking game two as soon as game one was over.
We'll take a look at the film, see if there are things we can improve, and you go on to game two, and it's a whole different animal. Every game is different. It takes on a different personality. The game has to be managed differently. They're never the same.
LeBron James' two-year reign as the NBA's most valuable player is over after Oklahoma City forward Kevin Durant captured the honor yesterday. Durant averaged a league-high 32 points a game this season. Here's KD.
I love basketball so much. I love playing it. I just never thought that I would make it to college, NBA, or stand up here today in front of you guys and be an NBA MVP. It's just a surreal feeling. So many people believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. So many people doubted me and motivated me every single day to be who I am.
On now to Major League Baseball, Carlos Gonzalez had 5 of Colorado's season-high 21 hits, and the Rockies routed the Rangers 12-1 last night. It's the third time in Gonzalez's career that he's had 5 hits in a game. Rangers skip Ron Washington said the Rockies not only hit the ball hard, they were finding all kinds of holes in the defense.
And hitting them all kinds of ways. You know, that one inning Ogando came in, I think they got every kind of hit you can possibly get, but hits are hits. You know, they were swinging the bats, but, you know, hopefully we can get back to Texas and maybe some of those balls that fell in that we, because of our depth out there, we can turn into outs and, you know, we can stay in the ball game.
And unfortunately, the Astros didn't fare any better.
Line drive left center field, and this one's going to get up the gap all the way to the wall. Worthen to score. Kinsler right behind him. 2-run double for Miguel Cabrera. It's a 4-hit, 4-RBI night for Miguel.
He homered for his first of the 4 hits and had 4 RBIs as the Detroit Tigers routed Houston 11-4. Houston lost its 4th in a row and 6th in 7 games. In the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, Montreal and Chicago each have 2-1 leads in the NHL semifinals following the Canadiens' 4-2 win over Boston, and Minnesota beat the Blackhawks 4-0. And finally, Brady James is retiring with the Cowboys after the linebacker spent 9 of his 10 seasons with the Dallas team that drafted him back in 2003. James signed a one-day contract to wrap up his career that included being one of only 6 Cowboys to have at least 1,000 tackles. James played his final season with Houston in 2012. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
In your average work week, you go to the grocery store, you get gas in your vehicle, and you go to the cleaners. Let's talk about your cleaners for a moment. Does your cleaners notify you via email or text when your order is ready? Do they have tagless garment identification so you don't have to rip off those stapled paper tags? And do they offer same-day laundry and dry cleaning services? My Cleaners does it all. They are Aggie-owned and operated, award-winning Pride Cleaners of Bryan and College Station. They take pride in how I look. Won't you give them a try? Find them on Facebook, celebrating 18 years of taking pride in you and our community.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options, or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
There's big news at Subway Restaurants, announcing the $5.75 Fresh Value Meal of the Day. Now, every day, 7 days a week, you can enjoy a regular 6-inch sub, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for just $5.75. So pick out your favorite sub. Turkey breast and Black Forest ham on Monday, Italian BMT on Thursday, or tuna on Friday. The Fresh Value Meal of the Day, just $5.75 every day of the week. Subway, eat fresh.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Additional charge for extras, plus tax when applicable. Excludes premium and supreme sub. See store for details.
Nobody does steak and cheese like Subway. Stop by today for a tasty trio of steak subs that covers the full spectrum of flavor. Our Hunger Bustin' Steak and Bacon Melt is always a classic. Or kick it up a notch with the Chipotle Steak and Cheese. And if you want to bring the heat, try the Sriracha Steak Melt. Each member of this toasty trio is topped with melty cheese on your choice of freshly baked bread. Treat your taste buds at Subway today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
At College Station Medical Center.